Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are The Morning Shift with Ali Mack, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan behind the glass, and this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And I did say Dylan's behind the glass today, but he's not.
Whoa.
Tomorrow.
What do you mean? Where's he going?
Where are you going, Dylan?
Oh, that's cool. You going on like a Falcons getaway or something?
No.
No, they're at home this week.
Where are you going? I am going to the Philadelphia Eagles, Dallas Cowboys game because...
You're an Eagles fan. We get it.
No, because my girlfriend is an Eagles fan and I'm a supportive boyfriend and her birthday is on Friday. So we mashed it all to, you know, a little... And her sister lives in Philly right now too. So one of her sisters does. So we mashed it all together into a, you know, Eagles game, birthday party, celebration for Simone. So again, this is me being a supportive boyfriend, not because I am an... I'm not an Eagles fan because...
You almost messed up.
I saw the road I was going down. I was like, I'm not going to even say that. I'm a Falcons fan who is supporting my Eagles girlfriend. That's what I'm doing.
Sure. Is Simone and you the same age?
No, Simone is
age. Just say if she's older or younger.
Oh, yeah. No, she's younger.
Okay. How does she feel about you saying Friday?
I don't think she minds.
I don't say it on her birthday.
A lot of the things I say, she kind of just brushes off and rolls her eyes at. So she doesn't.
She's a content creator.
Yeah, sometimes she doesn't pay me too much.
Do it for
mind.
The gram. Sometimes.
Hey, sometimes you got clip for.
Or for the airwaves.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, kind of is what it is. Join Dukes and Bell this Thursday at Napa Auto Parts in Morrow as we get ready for the Falcons season to kick off. During the final hour of the broadcast, the Falcons and Napa will be giving away free car flags. Plus, there will be a special appearances by Freddie Falcon, the Falcons cheerleaders, and Falcons legend Jarius Norwood, one of my old teammates. That's Dukes and Bell, Thursday at Napa Auto Parts and Morrow on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm sorry. In what city?
Morrow.
Or Morrow.
Yeah, I was about to say, is it not Morrow?
How can you possibly have a different...
It's definitely Morrow.
It's definitely Morrow.
Way to pronounce it. Yeah.
Just like
Morrow.
It's not Houston County, it's Houston. There's a Houston County.
Okay, but there, you can see how you would get Houston. See, you said it wrong.
No.
Houston
and Houston are two different counties.
Okay, I was going to say.
Houston, the city.
Morrow is, that's just Morrow.
It's Morrow. Morrow.
Like, say Morrow, like. To Morrow.
Take it from three people who are from the state of Georgia.
I don't think Bo agrees with you.
It's Morrow.
You're sounding like Morrow. Someone that sounds Villa Rica. That's what you say.
Yeah, there's two L's in there. That's why it's Villa.
Villa Rica.
Bremen. I don't know. Right.
The Rica was the bad part.
It is what it is.
Anyway, the season opener, as we know, is Sunday. Falcons will face the Bucs at Mercedes-Benz. We are counting down. I think I had that moment, though, this morning, Mike, that you were talking about you had. Yesterday, where I woke up and I was like, what's going to happen Sunday?
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Immediate stress. Where you're like, boy, I really don't want to have to operate a wake-up call on Monday after, you know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. Not to get too far off on that tangent, but I asked Steak when he walked in there after we got done yesterday and did the steakhouse. I said, what are the vibes like, Steak? What are we feeling? He's like, I think everybody's just kind of wait and see mode.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's fair. You're playing the division champs from the last 4 years.
Steak's a Debbie Downer on him. I'm going to call him out because I'll be on with him today. And he was him and I had a back and forth, I think, last week than I was with him. He's like, he was like, why should people be optimistic? I'm like, why wouldn't you be? You have a stud with a hand cannon. At quarterback now with weapons all over the offense, you have the two best defensive players in the SEC last season, and James Pierce Jr. and Jalen Walker on your team. I mean, there's plenty of reasons to be optimistic. Like you've gone out and done these things that you think you should do. I believe I'm not trying to sell a bucket full of hope. Or crap that disguises hope. But I think that why wouldn't you be optimistic the week of the first game as a fan? This is the only time of the year that everybody can have hope. Because after Sunday, half the league's fan bases are going to be panicked, right?
I agree.
And the other half is going to be making plans for February for the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And then it'll all even out. And then by mid-November... you might have a lay of what you really are. It could be fool's gold still, but as we saw last year. But you know, I think you should be optimistic. Wait and see is the worst attitude for me. It's not worst. The negative is the worst. Wait and see is almost as bad. Like, and just be optimistic. Be happy. Go into it excited and ready to support your team whatever way you're going to do on Sunday or Thursday, Dylan, or Friday for Chiefs fans because they'll be in Brazil and then some on Monday night.
Yeah, I will say, and you know, but to put a bow on it, the anxiety I feel is good anxiety. It's fan anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
It is very much like my fandom is alive. Everything we've wondered about for the last, you know, 7-8 months, whatever it may be, is right here in front of us, and we're getting ready to find out if all the ingredients came together with a good recipe.
Yeah, regardless, you know. Sunday is coming.
Yes,
so we're going to find out.
We're in here.
We are here.
We're in here.
And one of the things I think we're all kind of, we're benefiting a little bit this Sunday with the fact that the Bucs are dealing with some injuries. Chris Godwin and Tristan Wirfs are not going to be playing. So with them out of the game, though, what worries you more? Is it going to be the Bucs passing game or running game?
I think it's going to probably be the passing game for me. And I know that Bucky Irving has a lot of ability there in the backfield, but I think when you look at Bucky Irving's ability to catch the ball and you look at the matchups that he could possibly have, who are we going to line him up against, right? And you start measuring that with Xavier Watts, Billy Bowman will be on the field. I think that you would try to get him in a matchup situation with Divine Diablo. But, you know, I just think that this is one of those things where you look at a guy like that, and I'm sure they're saying the same thing about Bijan, and you look at the weapons they do have out wide and at the tight end position. They've got a good slate of pass catchers, even without Chris Godwin. You know, hopefully some of that can be offset by the loss of Tristan Wirfs blocking, but we'll see how that all rolls out.
I would go their passing game. In five games, Baker Mayfield's got 12 touchdowns against us. That's not world beaten, but that's also pretty good. They've ran the ball well last season. But you know, Bucky Irving, you talk about him, he's only got 88 yards in two games against the Falcons on the ground. And, you know, Rashad White has had better success, but he's also caught the ball out of the backfield really well against the Falcons. So yeah. I would definitely go there passing, and mainly because of Mike Evans. You look at what Mike Evans has done.
Dear God.
I mean, in 19 games, he's got 97 catches for almost 1,500 yards and like 13 touchdowns. So he's had a career. Godwin's not on the field, but Egbuka is he's real. Like, he is the real deal. And for all the love that Jeremiah Smith got last year at Ohio State, this Egbuka was kind of the guy during the regular season. And even in that semifinal against Texas, people forget they shut Jeremiah Smith down, Texas did last year in that semifinal. But Egbuka he's a beast. So, and our secondary has been lit up over the last few years, mainly because we haven't had a pass rush. It's always going to be that because that's been our Achilles heel, getting after quarterbacks, not allowing them to have all day long. And now some of the success that Tampa saw last year in a passing game was a defense that sat 8 to 10 yards off the ball in the secondary.
And that's one of the things I'll be curious to see is how quickly Baker's trying to get the ball out of his hand. You know what I mean? Like, he's been so good at kind of reading and getting it out quickly. And, you know, we're going to have the game plan of whether or not we want to blitz Baker and some of the things we want to do. And he's also a guy that has hurt us with his legs at times on big, big third down conversions.
Now, I got a question. Do you think with the left side of their line being a little bit suspect, especially with Wirfs out and Charlie Heck in, do they try to come in and establish that run game early and try to put you on your heels and then start slowly the attempt to pick you apart in the passing game because maybe they feel like you're going to be a little hesitant to be overly aggressive?
That's what I would do. That's what I would do. And guys, I know we had this conversation a little bit maybe with Josh Kendall last week. Until I see the Falcons stop the run, I'm going to be terrified about our ability to stop the run. Just point blank. We saw it's like, oh, Kentavious Street will play this role, and then he's put on practice squad,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's like, who is it that this team feels like, or what system do they feel like Jeff Olbrich's bringing to the table that leads us to believe we'll stop the run this year? And I know there's more pinching and slanting. That's one of the things about having a disruptive defensive front, you know, kind of shooting the gap and getting in the backfield and things like that. But when you do that and you don't make plays, there's huge holes left behind you. That's one of the reasons that a lot of teams don't play that style anymore. So if I was Tampa coming in, knowing that I didn't have Tristan Wirfs, I would try to establish the run. Two out of every three plays, I'd be having the pill on the ground. And I think you have to loosen it up a little bit. But, man, that is the one thing about this Falcons team where I have all this upside. And Bo talked about having positive outlook in terms of the future of this team. That's the one spot, the interior of this defense right there in the middle, that I'm like, man, I don't know what the game plan is. I really, really don't. I'll be curious to see what it is.
Yeah, I think it is going to be interesting to see how they rotate guys and where certain guys will line up. Like Zach Harrison, where's Zach Harrison going to line up? I mean, you know, is he going to be all the way wide out there with basically the edge standing beside him or almost behind him or
right
over him, so to speak? Is he going to be a little bit more inside? What's the rotational snaps look like between Onyemata, London, Rook, and Dorless? There's a lot of we don't know, which is good because they don't know either.
Yeah.
And I mean Tampa.
Yeah. I think there's a lot to be said with that. I think that the way we line up and their passing down situations, getting three defensive linemen like we do to one side of the center and walking like Caden up over the left guard, and that kind of allows them to kind of have that one-on-one mindset across the board with whoever's over the left tackle. That'll be something in our favor that we do really well. But, man, the run game just – I'll be curious to see what that plan is.
Well, and one thing I do want to ask you guys about is who is the Falcons' X factor on the defense? At 8:20, we'll pick up that conversation. And coming up, a familiar face has joined the Saints. We'll zoom out to all of the NFL headlines when we go in the huddle next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.